Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching entitled, Don't Limit God, was recorded at our 2009 Phoenix Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
You know what? Most people would say, well, that's what I thought about you, faith people. You're just lying. You're saying things that are lies. You think that if you'll say something is so, when it really isn't so, then it'll become so. That's the way some people think faith is. When Elisha said, those that be with us are more than those that be with them, if all you believe is real is the physical world, then he lied. But see, that's not true. There is a spiritual world. There are spiritual realities. And if you take the spiritual world into account, then Elisha didn't lie. Elisha was speaking the truth. There was more with them than there was with those enemies. People who are carnal, natural, only think with their five senses, don't use faith, will always think that faith people are lying. Because they think that all that there is to reality is just what you can see, taste, hear, smell, and feel. So they check out their five senses. The Bible says I'm healed, but the truth is I still hurt. So I'm just going to say that I'm healed when I'm really not healed, and if I'll say it long enough, maybe it'll become real. That's what some people think faith is. But no, faith is recognizing that there is more going on than what you can prove with your little peanut brain. You know, right now there's radio signals, there's television signals in this room, and yet you don't hear them. You don't see them, but they're here. And if you say, no, it doesn't exist. If I can't see, taste, hear, smell, or feel, that doesn't mean that they aren't here. It just means you aren't very smart. They are here. And all you'd have to do to prove that there are television signals in here is to take a television set, put it up here, plug it in, turn it on, tune it in. And when you start seeing and hearing the signal is not when the signal is given. The signal is already here. We just don't have a receiver that is taking it out of the unseen realm and putting it into the seen realm. But it's here. There are radio and television signals in this room. When you turn your set on, it's not when the station starts broadcasting. That's when you start receiving. And likewise, in the spiritual realm, God is doing all kinds of things. He is releasing His power. There are things happening in the spiritual realm that you cannot perceive with your senses. And so a sense knowledge, carnal person would have been there with Elisha and they would have counted the Syrians by 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, 4,000. And then they look over and go, 1, 2. And they'd say, well, see, that's a lie. Well, it is a lie if all you think is real is the physical world. But Elisha prayed and said, Lord, open up the young man's eyes that he may see. And the Lord opened up his eyes. I guarantee you this wasn't talking about his physical eyes. His physical eyes were as big as saucers looking out there. It isn't talking about he opened up his physical eyes. It's talking about the eyes of his heart. He started seeing by faith. And when he got into faith, he was able to see into the unseen realm, a real realm, reality, just unseen. And sure enough, there were more horses and chariots of fire round about them than there were any enemy soldiers. And because of it, Elisha lifted his hand, said, Lord, smite them all blind. He went down and told them to grab each other's hands, and he led the entire Syrian army captive to the king of Israel. And then he opened up their eyes and took the entire nation captive. You know what that is? That is the exact opposite of what happened to Adam and Eve. Adam and Eve were created that they lived in that realm to where they saw by faith. They could see spiritual things. They were living in the supernatural realm and they were so dominated by it that they had never noticed the tree that was right in the midst of the garden. They had never noticed that the other one was naked. They were so God conscious, they never realized they were naked. Most of us, that's just totally off the charts. We can't even think that way. But imagine that you could get so God conscious, you could get your mind so stayed on God and on spiritual things that you don't even realize whether or not you're clothed. Now, even if you get that spiritual, none of the rest of us are, so please indulge us and wear your clothes. But I'm saying Adam and Eve were so God conscious that they didn't even notice things like whether or not you were clothed. Think about that. You know what? That's the way God made us to be. And yet we have de-evolved. I believe in evolution. De-evolution. We have evolved from these people that had six senses, who could walk by faith, who could perceive things beyond your five senses, into people who now are totally controlled by it. And if the Word of God says by His stripes you're healed, that when you pray you receive, you know what that says, but your body says that you're hurting, so that just automatically trumps everything else. But I can't help it. This is reality. This is what happened. I'm still hurting, so that means that God hasn't moved. Oh, is that so? If I had time, I could show you scriptures in Daniel chapter 9 and chapter 10 where the Lord gave a command and sent His power, and yet for one time, 3 minutes it took for God's power to manifest after He had moved. The next time, 3 weeks. Not because God didn't move, but because Satan was hindering this and fighting against it. But God had already released His power. It was a done deal. There are things that happen that can delay it. There's all kinds of things going on in the spiritual world that you can't see with your little eyes. And if you are a person that if you can't see it, taste it, hear it, smell it, or feel it, that means it hasn't happened, you're going to limit God. You're going to hold God back because you will abort your miracle while it's in the pipeline, while it's in the process of being done. Look over in 2 Corinthians chapter 4. This is the Apostle Paul speaking, and he says in verse 17, "For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory, while we look not at the things which are seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal." You know what he's talking about? The same thing that Adam and Eve used to live in. He's saying we walk by faith. We are looking at things that can't be seen. That sounds like an oxymoron. If it can't be seen, then how can you look at it? Because you're looking with your heart. You're looking with faith. He's saying that this is the way Christians are. We look at the things that can't be seen. And then he begins to talk in the first few verses of chapter 5 about that if this physical body was to be destroyed, we have a body prepared for us in heaven. There's no physical proof of that. You can't prove that in any empirical, physical way. It's faith that caused him to believe that. And he's using this as an example. We live by faith. He had a belief that he was going to have a glorified body. He had a belief that there was a heaven. There's no physical proof that there's a heaven. He was walking by faith. And he was just saying that this is the way it is. In the midst of saying all of these things, in verse 7, 2 Corinthians 5, 7, he says, "For we walk by faith and not by sight." That's normal Christianity. That's the way that we're supposed to be living, is to walk by faith and not by sight. And yet most of us are so dominated and controlled by sight, hearing, feeling, that we know what the Word says. We know God promised that if you ask, you receive. If you speak, the mountain is going to move. We know what the Word says, but I feel this. I saw this. I heard the doctor say this. And those things trump because most of us are more controlled by our five senses than we are by what the Word of God says. Most of us are walking by sight and not by faith. Brothers and sisters, we are living in the midst of a culture of unbelief. We are dominated by it, and it's limiting God. And if you are going to see the limits taken off of God, you are going to have to change to where you walk by faith and not by sight. He goes on to say in verse 16, he says, "Wherefore, henceforth, know we no man after the flesh. Yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth know we Him no more." That's just old English for saying that he was walking by faith and he didn't judge things based on what he was seeing, based on what he was feeling. He didn't know any man after the flesh. You know, if the body of Christ had walked this way, it would totally eliminate prejudice. You wouldn't judge people on the color of their skin or whether they're dressed fancy, whether they're clean, smell right, or look right. So much of what we do is based on external, outward things. You know, we have a couple that travels with us quite a bit. They aren't here this week, but they run the Ambassadors to the Nations, and I've been going to their church for 20 years. And they have a program where they give 100% of everything that comes in directly to these orphans and these children in their schools and stuff. And it's just such a great program that I have them travel with us, and they put up a booth and people support them and they build houses, and they're just a great couple. But they're from Charlotte, North Carolina, and they look like they crawled out from under a rock. Derry is an Indian, a full-blood Indian, and he likes to wear his hair long, and they never wear real nice clothes. And you know what? I've had people judge them based on the external. But after they get to know them, there aren't two people on the face of the earth that love God more and are giving their life. They're just awesome, awesome, awesome people. But I've had people who love God, but they just make a snap decision based on the way they look and the way they present themselves. Paul says, I don't judge any man after the flesh. I don't know any man after the flesh. He saw people spirit to spirit. He used his spirit, his faith, to perceive what that person was like on the inside. He didn't judge him based on the outside. He even goes on to say that we don't even know Christ after the flesh anymore. I knew him one time after the flesh, but I don't know him that way anymore.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on taking the limits off of God. This teaching series was recorded at our 2009 Phoenix Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for CD series R1060C or DVD series R3204D when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. You can also get Andrew's teaching as seen on TV by requesting DVD album R1060D. The fourth CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request RK150 titled Seeing with Your Heart when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Our telephone number is 719-635-1111, and our web address is www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
Let me remind you that we have brand new product out entitled Don't Limit God. And this is an update of a teaching I did 7 years ago that was entitled Taking the Limits Off of God. And this is an updated testimony about what God has done in my life and a real challenge to you to just start believing God for something bigger and better. We serve a supernatural, almighty God who has made His power and His ability available to us, and therefore we ought to be having a supernatural life. If your life isn't supernatural, it's superficial. Amen. I mean that to encourage you, not discourage you. So please listen to our announcer and call or write and get this brand new product.